Watcher, and a very big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We started with a bluesy piano number last week. No complaints, so let's do the same thing again.
Thank you.
recorded in North Hollywood, California, May 71, and released on a Revelation LP called The Reclamation Act of 72. The pianist, and obviously leader, is Claire Fisher, and he wrote that song, The Blues Reclaimed, which he dedicates to, quote, "the many solo pianists I heard in my youth on old beat-up pianos and joints filled with smoke and the like," unquote. We now go from the solo piano to a big band, the big band.
Stompy Jones, that was an answer to a request by our impresario, Mr. Norman Grant.
A Duke Ellington concert at the Alhambra, Paris, October 58. In fact, this cheapy Laserlight record is part of a series called Paris Jazz Concert. Over the years, I've picked up some excellent big-name concerts through them. We heard Stompy Jones, a song the Duke wrote back in 34, and despite it not becoming one of Ellington's standards, it did stay in the band book until the late 60s. Soloists were Jimmy Hamilton, Ray Nance, the ever-present Harry Carney, Britt Woodman, Quentin Jackson, and Cat Anderson. As a general rule, I'm allergic to bands with interesting names, rather than just the name of the leader. Here's an exception. It's Dinosaur. Notwithstanding the name Dinosaur, this is an excellent album. It's the first of now two albums by trumpeter Laura Gerd. They make out it's a no leader in particular quartet, but Laura is undoubtedly the star. She won the BBC New Generation Award a couple of years back. She's now all of 28. This album, Together as One, was recorded in London, March 2016. Laura composed all the music on the album, and we heard Interlude. The other nearly equal members of the quartet are Elliot Galvin Hammond, Connor Chaplin electric bass, Corey Dick drums. Laura also dabbled on the synthesizer. Here's most of a Lennon McCartney song. You'll recognize it straight away. Blackbird is actually a Paul McCartney song, and on the original release on the Beatles' White Album, he was alone, doing the singing, playing acoustic guitar and foot tapping. And I must say, if you have that album, and I'm sure you do, it's worth listening to it again. This version, recorded August 2017, is by the exceptionally talented and still teenaged Joey Alexander. Reuben Rogers bass, Eric Harlan drums. That's a long track, apologies for having to shorten it a bit. This next one is also long, but we're going to hear it all as we're going back to a live concert in Paris. ¶¶ This time, we're at the Olympia, Paris, November 1960, billed as Jerry Mulligan and the Concert Jazz Band. And you might have noticed some Stan Kenton similarities at times, Mulligan's erstwhile employer. But the Paris audience weren't totally convinced, and Mulligan suffered some booing later in the set. We heard I'm Gonna Go Fishing. Here's a sample, a mere sample, of the Musos in the Concert Jazz Band, other than Mulligan, of course, who not only played baritone, but some piano as well. Zoot Sims, Bob Brookmeyer, Conti Candoli, Gene Quill, Mel Lewis. Well, we certainly enjoyed it, even if some of the Paris audience didn't. And that's another Paris jazz concert album. Yes, I know we heard Grant Green just last week, but he's back. And he's also in Paris, coincidentally. Excellent resonance double CD called Funk in France, From Paris to Antibes, 69 to 70. All previously unreleased material. Some truly outstanding songs and all melodic, mainstream, inspired playing. Not sure where or why the title started with the word funk, as it's not. We heard the Sonny Rollins compo Olio. Grant Green guitar, he said unnecessarily, Larry Ridley bass and Don Lemon drums. Recorded for a French radio broadcast October 69. The second of these two CDs includes a 27-minute version of High Heel Sneakers with a guitar, tenor, organ, drums lineup. I promise you'd love this album, well worth digging out if you're a fan of Grant Green. Here's someone I saw at Ronnie Scott's just a week ago. Thank you. Last week was the very first time I've seen pianist Fred Hirsch live. Very impressive. I've got all of his albums. So, seeing him live was the proverbial cherry on top. I bought this new album of his at the Interval. Fred chatted and kindly signed it for me. It cost £20. The girl who took the money must have confused my CD with Fred's book, which was also for sale. I guess that was £20. Surely the CD can't have been more than £10. I was so shocked that I meekly paid the £20 whilst trying to maintain a stiff upper lip. And this album is exactly the same trio as he's currently touring with. John Hebert bass, Eric McPherson drums. Yes, I know I played you the solo piano version of Blue Monk. This was recorded on their previous European tour at their penultimate concert, which was in Brussels. Brussels, Belgium, the liner notes kindly inform me. November 2017. Here's a vocal and a new name to me.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Don't treat me so mean, 'cause you're the meanest man that I've ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my bags and go. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. No, baby, listen, baby. Don't treat me this way. I'll be back on my feet one day. Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money and you just ain't no good. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back. Understood. You ain't got no money and you just ain't no good. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
And that was Lindley Weir, a new name to me, part Scottish, part Tongan, born in London. This album was recorded in June 2004, so I must look out for more of her work. We heard Hit the Road Jack, forever associated with the genius Ray Charles. Mornington Lockett, tenor. Alistair Gavin, piano on most songs, but organ here. David V. Miles, bass and sometimes guitar. Finally, Mark Parnell, son of Jack, on drums. More piano now. Denny Zeitlin, a solo piano album on the Living Music label and called Homecoming, recorded in 86. Denny's parents were musical, but only as amateurs. They were also a physician and a speech pathologist. Denny started picking out tunes on the piano at the age of 2. And he, Denny, also practiced as a psychiatrist, but above all is a truly brilliant lyrical musician. And as well as some excellent albums, he's written music for Sesame Street and composed the music for The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. We heard Morning Touch, his own compo. Well, if it's a contrast you're after, try this. We'll be right back. several longish tracks this week. The title of this Creative World LP is 7.5 on the Richter scale, and it is. The surprise for me, and now possibly you, is that it's Stan Kenton and his orchestra, recorded August 73 in Hollywood, California. We heard 2002 Zarathustra Revisited. Richard Strauss still gets the composing credit. It featured Mike Barrowman on screech trumpet and Richard Torres tenor, arranged by Dale DeVoe. We're already well into the show, in fact, quite close to the end, and still no Sonorama album this week. Let's correct that with our closer, and it's the Red Barnick Trio in Feb 63, the group's very first recording. The classically trained Red Barnick on piano, John Treichler bass, Manny Neumeier drums. I would assume recorded in Germany. Nope. Sorry, there must be a clue in the LP titled. Red Barnick Trio goes to Santander. And in fact, they had a three-week residency there in 62, so that figures. Oh, and yes, Red's ma was born in Santander. Duh, silly me. Let's enjoy Fish This Week, a Les McCann combo. Phew-ee, I've regained control just in time. Hope you've enjoyed this week's choices, enough certainly to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.